每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
1月30日，笑对患难。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在上帝宝座的右边。希伯来书12章2节。苦难当头的时候，我们有时会质问上帝，是不是外出度假不管我们了？这种事怎么会临到我的头上呢？我做错了什么了？我定期去教会，我守十一奉献，我勤传福音，为什么我得经受这些患难呢？让我们在圣经中寻找答案吧。耶稣说，在世上你们有苦难，他没有说你们可能有苦难，或者说如果你不好，苦难就会临到你。耶稣直截了当地说，你们将会有苦难，是不可避免的。耶稣还说，如果他遭受逼迫，那么你也将遭受逼迫，因为仆人不能大于主人。事实上，与其说人们逼迫你，不如说他们是在逼迫你里面的基督。然而基督奇妙的应许是，在患难中你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。所以耶稣说，当人们逼迫你或你里面的基督时，不要担心，他已经胜了世界，这个苦难和试炼的根源。你担忧过自己的债务吗？有没有人跟你说，不要担心，会有人替你偿还？这是多么自由的体验啊！这正是上帝要我们处于患难中的信心和态度。上帝要我们仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。耶稣已经胜过了这个世界，靠着他，我们必得能力。他正在等候你的求告。让我们一起祷告。天父啊，在试炼中，我知道你与我同在，我求你给我极大的信心来倚靠你。我也知道，在一切的环境中，你都会赐给我够用的力量，我便充满喜乐。父啊，我感谢你，奉耶稣的名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
January 30th, Joy in the midst of trials. Looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2.Where did we ever get the idea that the Christian life is to be carefree without trials? When trials come, we sometimes act as if God is out of town on vacation. We question God, why is this happening to me? What did I do to deserve this? After all, I attend church regularly, give liberally of my tithes and offerings, and have told others about Christ.So why am I going through this difficult circumstance? Read the promises of Scripture for the answer. Jesus said, In the world, you will have tribulation. He didn't say that you could have tribulation, or that if you aren't a good person, tribulation will come your way. Jesus flatly stated that you will have tribulation. It is as certain as growing older. Jesus also said that if he was persecuted, you are going to be persecuted too, because no servant is greater than his master. Actually, people are not so much persecuting you as they are persecuting Christ in you. But the wonderful promise of Christ is that while you will have trials and tribulations, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So Jesus is saying that while people are persecuting you or persecuting Jesus in you, don't worry about it. He has already overcome the world, the source of your trials and tribulations. Have you ever had to worry about a financial debt, only to be told not to worry about it, that someone else would pay the expense? It is a remarkably freeing experience. That is precisely the experience and attitude God wants us to have in the midst of our trials. God wants us to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He has already overcome similar trials and tribulations and will give us the power to do the same. He waits only to be asked. Let us pray. Father, in the midst of trials, I know that you're with me. I pray that you will give me great faith in you to trust you. I know that you will give me what I need, when I need it, to get me through all circumstances. And in this, I rejoice. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.